This is a special called meeting of the Academic Affairs Committee. I will ask Secretary Brinkley to call the roll.
Okay. Regent Bale.
Present.
Regent Ball.
Present.
Regent Brinkley is present. Regent Ernst.
Present.
Regent Bale, we have 5 members present representing a quorum of the Academic Affairs Committee.
I believe we missed one, Regent Porter.
Oh, I'm sorry. I read right past that. Regent Porter. He's muted.
He's muted.
Somebody call Beth.
He just unmuted.
Regent Porter.
And do we need to, David, do you need to know that Freddie and I are dialed in too? I know we're not on committee, but I just wanted to see everybody. I miss you guys. Glad I get to see y'all's faces, and it makes me feel a lot better to see my WKU people. So you just see my face. So I just felt like I had to dial in to say hi and look at everybody.
I will add for the record on the roll that Chair Higdon and Regent Henson and Vice Chair McKinney are also on the call. Are there any other regents that I have missed?
I was the most important.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Yes, David Porter, are you present?
I am, yes.
Okay. Regent Bale, we have all members of the Academic Affairs Committee present. You may proceed.
Well, thank you very much, and thank everyone for making plans to attend this. I will turn things over to our provost directly, but let me say that since our meeting last Friday, there's been some additional information that has been presented that warrants reconsideration of 3 of the items that we did not address last week. And in recognition of the wide-ranging changes that have been implemented over the last year or two, it's certainly understandable that in all instances, we may not recognize all those changes and what they entail, but I think it is important, and we all agree that the fiduciary duty of the Board of Regents has evolved, and we have an increase in accountability from all angles, including our legislature and the public in general, and we are trying to adhere to those as best we can. So, Provost Stevens, would you give us a lead in to our topics today? And
sure. Thank you so much. I really appreciate your willingness to reconvene so that we can discuss these 3 program proposals. I apologize for finding us in this position. You know, we had a process that was used for curriculum review and approval that's been longstanding, and that process was used, unfortunately, because of the unprecedented times and your true need to be able to look at and evaluate these program proposals. We didn't submit enough information for you to do that. So we have already, and we were working toward a brand new process that would take care of this lack of information that we were going to implement July 1st anyway. But now we're going to submit additional information here on out, make sure that you have what you need to review even before July 1st. So with that, the 3 proposals The big one is a BFA in film. This proposal was submitted to the CPE with an extensive justification and information. It was well received by the CPE. In fact, they were very excited about it. Rob Hale and I talked to them on the phone, and we were all very excited about it. Unfortunately, because of the process we've used traditionally, that whole proposal wasn't submitted to you. So you now have that proposal. Travis, would you like to talk about that proposal briefly?
Sure, thank you. So first off, I'd just like to thank everyone for considering this proposal today. I just want to give a little context for the program and just hit a few of the highlights from the CPE document that was not originally part of the proposal. So the proposal that you have in front of you began in earnest after film was one of 15 Grow and Enhance programs chosen as part of the CAPE process. But actually, it's sort of the culmination of a process that began way back in the fall of 2013 when we revised our Bachelor of Arts, or our BA in film. And so a lot of those changes that we made at that time were looking towards the future when the resources would be in place that we could put forward a BFA or a Bachelor of Fine Arts degree. And so to the film faculty, a BFA is the ultimate expression of what a pre-professional film curriculum can and should be, while still being able to maintain our current BA for a liberal arts audience. So just a couple of notes from the proposal itself. The BFA is designed to increase the creative output of student work up to 90 films. That's across all three cohorts. We increase the total number of film majors to up to 240, and that's not an arbitrary number. We get about 60 incoming film majors every year. Granted, we do lose some of them to other majors. I think part of that is because of the demands of the current BA curriculum, because we've tried to make the BA pretty much as much a BFA as will fit into a liberal arts degree. But we feel that by offering a liberal arts BA alongside this new BFA, we will be able to find a home for those 240 students between the two programs. Data provided by Grain Associates to WKU shows that at both the state and the national level, that inquiries for similar programs are tracking at the 90th percentile and that Google searches are in the 95th percentile. So this data would suggest at least proportionally Kentucky is on track with the nation in terms of student interest in these programs. And I'll mention that based on our own Qualtrics survey, 57% of current film majors and 50% of our alumni who responded said they would have chosen another Kentucky university if they had offered a BFA in film production. So just in closing, I'd just like to reiterate, this is a pre-professional degree. It's designed to prepare students to directly enter the workforce in accordance with state and CPE directives for workplace training. It is designed to live alongside our current liberal arts BA for those students who might not want to jump into the BFA for a pre-professional track. In terms of cost revenue, the worksheet or the spreadsheet that's included in the CPE proposal demonstrates a net positive revenue, even with a new faculty hire, of roughly $800,000 per year, or nearly $4 million over 5 years. And just want to reiterate one more time, this will be the only program of its kind in the state, and we're confident that it'll be a calling card for the university. Thank you.
Very nice. Very good presentation. Any questions for Travis, or comments, discussion?
I have one question. The question is, will there be any additional non-cash expense for students in this program other than what would be a prescribed student fee?
So in terms of production costs, students typically are expected to pay for student the crew's meals and any production design costs they may want for their student films. But aside from that program fee, which is described in the proposal, that is the only additional fee itself.
Okay, thank you.
So to address the additional costs in terms of the student lunches and production design, we are hoping to build a fund. That is one of our goals as a program, to build an endowed fund to help cover those costs. those out-of-pocket costs, but anyway, thank you.
Any other questions?
Yeah, I have I have two questions. The one thing is you mentioned that you will hire a new faculty member for this program. Has that already been done, or is this when will that happen?
That was one of we were actually in process of lining up some Zoom interviews but that's one of the pauses that's been or one of the lines that's been paused.
Okay, is this somebody you really need to get this program off the ground?
You know, it's not a long-term solution to go without them, but you know, in terms of at least getting the program started and getting it off the ground, you know, we as a faculty have discussed what our options are could be, and we think that at least for the short term, we can get this off the ground.
Okay, good. The other question I have is, this program involves a lot of practica. Can you elaborate how you actually placing these people within getting these practical experiences, or is that all in-house?
So in terms of the practicum, it's in-house. So the idea is that every year that we go through a cycle of films. And so students are getting classroom instruction, they're getting instruction in labs, and then the practicum, they're actually going out and making their films. And so, you know, they're going to, you know, they're going to leave here with a resume with over 60 credits having worked on each other's films. And that includes what we call above the line, which are the creative positions, you know, the marquee positions like director, writer, producer, cinematographer, as well as what we call below the line positions, which are the crew positions. And so, you know, it is an exorbitant amount of work. And this is actually one of the problems that we're trying to solve with the BFA is in the BA, it's just hard to fit all that in a way that's fair just with an amount of hours. You know, we're talking about just one film shoot is a 12-hour day. So, you know, to give student credit where credit is due in the curriculum, that's where the practicums kind of come into that. So.
Is there any chance you can place them with some professional companies?
Well, that is the ultimate goal, yes. So I will say that Professor Thomason is actually in the process of putting together a study away in Los Angeles, hopefully for the May term. We're actually going to be doing some research there next summer. We're already setting it up. And so, yes, ultimately the goal is to place students, to have these job opportunities lined up for them when they graduate.
Okay, sounds good. Thank you.
Yep.
All right. Any other questions? Comments?
Dr. Bell, can I ask a question?
Sure, Julie.
Yes, sir. Do you have an idea of what the cost will be to the students if you cannot get that funding to be able to help them for the cruise feeds and some other, the cruise meals and other things like that? Can you give us an estimate? Because I just have a feeling things are going to be a little tight.
Sure, of course.
Students coming out of campus.
It really depends on the extravagance, I suppose, of the producer and the meals. You know, it could be, we're talking about $100 a day for meals. Now, if you have a resourceful producer, they can get, you know, we've had students get meals for $60 a day, or donated even. So that is, in terms of production design, you know, that's really going to be dependent on the elaborateness of the story. If the student wants to make a movie that takes place on a space station, they're going to have to provide some resources to build a space station. That actually happened in my graduate program. So, you know, it really just depends. I mean, if they're shooting a story that takes place in a location, there may be no cost at all if they can get the location donated. So.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
All right. Anyone else? If not, I will entertain a motion for action item 3.
So moved.
Second.
Motion and a second. Was the second by Regent Porter?
It's Regent Ball.
Regent Ball, okay.
I
could have a call for the vote then, Regent Brinkley.
Okay. Call is for action item AA3, Bachelor of Arts in Film Production. Regent Bale?
Yes.
Regent Ball?
Yes.
Regent Brinkley is yes. Regent Ernst?
Yes.
Regent Porter?
Yes.
Regent Bale, vote is 5 in favor, 0 opposed. Action item AA3 passes.
Thank you very much. The next item was involved the approval for game design. And Provost Stevens, would you like to tell us about that?
Game design is a certificate program. You know, when we did the Gray Associates workshop, one of the things that we did on the first day was we broke out in groups, identified potential new areas of growth for this region and WKU. And game design came out to be one of those areas. I think it was in the top five. I think the art department, in deciding to start with a certificate, is smart. It's a way of developing a program that doesn't add any expense, really, because the courses are already being offered. But it's pulling three different departments across two different colleges together in an interdisciplinary way to build a program that's very innovative. Christina can talk about it. You want to talk about it a little bit?
Sure. And am I unmuted at this point?
I can hear you.
And I wanted to reiterate, thank you, Provost Stevens, and thank you to the Board of Regents for having us come back for a special called meeting. And to reiterate, the game design certificate is truly interdisciplinary. It's housed in art, I think, mostly because I offered to do the paperwork. But it's been hands-on computer science, us, and the comm department who've been developing this. And it's been, I think, a great partnership. I wanted to talk for a second about the certificate process and what that might look like, because the certificates at WKU and how we're thinking about them, at least from the grassroots level, like this is kind of a notes from the boots on the ground to give you all maybe some context about these two certificates and then this one too, that we were encouraged in the CAPE process really to come up with ideas for curriculum that were innovative, flexible, student-focused, and market and industry-driven. And I think two things emerged out of that. One was that specific types of programs were considered, and so game design is really one there, and so is graphic design. So we're being innovative with the types of curriculum and programs we're thinking about, but we're really starting to be innovative with how the curriculum is delivered too. And so kind of like these two types of innovations, one programs and the other is, how can we be innovative and a forward-looking university in not just what we're teaching, but how we're teaching? And the certificate is something that's very flexible. It's almost modular, and we're really starting conversations across units. So not just with game design, but there's a, you know, advertising and art have been having big conversations about how we can create what we're calling stackable certificates. And so the idea is that a student can come in, and you would still, for a degree-seeking student, have to have a major. But you could potentially have multiple certificates then instead of a major-minor combo, or you could have a major-minor and a certificate. And so it really gives students flexibility to customize their own curriculum. And that, for me, has been really exciting. And I think a lot of folks are feeling momentum coming out of the CAPE process and thinking about, okay, how can we come up with a new delivery system for our curriculum? And the certificates are smaller than a minor. Ours are both 18 hours. They are credentialed programs in and of themselves. So a student can come in as a credential-seeking student for a certificate. You cannot come into the university as a minor-seeking student, for example. And with a certificate 18 hours, which is six classes, it really gives people an opportunity either to have a certificate as part of their program of study, or it gives us a whole new untapped market of folks who are either retraining or coming back after college or electing not to do a full four-year program but want some sort of a credential. So we're hoping to go after, we're hoping to recruit non-traditional markets as well. So that's all kind of the backstory about certificates in general, and I've got other notes up. So as far as game goes, you have, I think, the gray data in front of you. The gray data has been very positive in terms of something in this SIP code existing. It is positive as far as student interest, as far as potential revenue. So student interest, there's lack of similar programs in the region and the employability of graduates. And one comment about this game program specifically, it's unusual, definitely in our market, because I've done tons of research on our benchmarks. There are a number of game type programs. This is the only one that pairs art and design with computer science. So the other programs are either coming through art or they're coming through computer science. One of our colleagues, Dr. Joseph Hoffswell in Comm, he's our Comm liaison for the program, was at the Level Up Expo convention in Las Vegas. It's a gaming convention in February. And he spoke at that point to 16 different independent game developers, developing companies. And everybody he talked to, the companies themselves were a mix of art and computer science grads, but they all said they went to schools that were either a computer science degree in game or an art degree in game, and they all wished that they had been able to do a combo type program like this. They also said that a student with that type of background coming out would be more competitive in the industry. So as far as game goes, we within our current COVID climate, the game industry has, like within the first week of stay at home, it increased by 44% in terms of revenue generated. The gaming industry in 2019 made $152 billion worldwide. In 2017, $18.4 billion just in the United States. And the U.S. game revenue is forecast to reach $230 billion by 2022. So this is an enormous industry. It's one that we're not tapping into as a university and not within our region. So it feels like something that could be super beneficial and a revenue generator for WKU.
I'd also like to add that I sent through Julia a Chronicle article about computer science and pairing computer science with a whole lot of other different kinds of programs. I hope you got a chance to look at it. It's very exciting, the idea of pairing computer science with other the span of different kinds of options were great. But the point is that WKU's computer science department, it's relatively small. It's got 34 majors, about 100 pre-majors. And in order for us to actually expand that for this region, this is a great opportunity for us to try it. The certificate is good. If it is successful, this could, in fact, turn into a bachelor's program and might expand across campus to other areas where we compare computer science, programming, understanding, and language, and the technology associated with that with other programs. So I think it's a good way to get started and see how we do.
Yes, and to Dr. Stevens' point, one thing a certificate allows us to do is test the market. Because it is a relatively small program, it's 18 hours, bringing in a new major is much more resource intensive. And so this allows us to see if there's interest. Basically, we are using our current resources. There's no, the initial ask has no more, there are no more resource, no new resources needed. If this takes off, it will be self-generating. So it will be, you know, with our new budget model, money in, interest in will allow us to grow the program. I also wanted to, I've forgotten to mention that we have not just one, but multiple esports teams on our campus, and it's growing, and the esports actually they give out scholarships. So it's somewhere between, I think, 30 and 35 scholarship esports students on our campus. And again, this is something this is not a shrinking market.
I think we were all impressed with a recent presentation by that group, and by the fact that they form their own fraternity, sorority group, supportive of each other, and it was very good to see. So this fits very nicely. Anyone have any other specific questions or comments?
I want to make a comment here. I'm very glad that this program is going to be it's back on our agenda because it is quite unique for this university, because I don't recall any program which is jointly between Auckland College and the Arts Department. And so we all should get out of our boxes. And the other thing is, I have been teaching the Gatton students some introductory programming. And from that group of students, I know that if they're given a choice of what they want to do as a project, game design is right on the top there. That's what all of them would like to do. And so I think this will take off. I have no doubt on that.
Very good. Any other comments, questions?
I'm just curious because I don't know. Who are the firms regionally or locally that hire, if you can understand? Can you all hear me?
Yes.
Who's hiring these folks? I also, to echo Klaus's point, this is exactly the kind of trans-institutional work we need to be doing. The interesting questions and the interesting work happens at the edges and crossovers of disciplines, not in single disciplines anymore. So I'm really excited about that. I'm just curious. I don't know the companies. Are they in Nashville, Louisville, Atlanta? Where are they?
Nashville, Louisville, Cincinnati's a big one. Indy, and definitely Atlanta.
I'm just curious. I just would like to, at some point, I'd like to know the names of the
companies. Yes, I will have to get you those because they're all weird and I can't remember them. I apologize.
It's okay. I just, having an understanding of the market is important, particularly as and you're right, we are recruiting 30 of these young esports athletes each year. So.
All right. I'll entertain a motion.
So moved.
Second.
A motion by Regent Ernst and a second by Regent Brinkley, I believe.
Yes, sir.
I'll ask for call for the vote.
Vote for action item number 8, game design undergraduate certificate, Regent Bale.
Yes.
Regent Ball.
Yes.
Regent Brinkley is yes. Regent Ernst.
Yes.
Regent Porter.
Yes.
Thank you, sir. Chair Bale, the vote is 5 in favor. Action item AA8 is passed.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. I wanted to just make a note. I got a text, a phone a friend. Lexington has been named the 6th best game developer city in the U.S.
Wow.
So, right. We'll get you some names. Where?
And yeah. Dr. Bale, just because you might be interested, the WKU Sisterhood awarded a grant to eGames last fall in our November meeting. So we definitely were impressed with the program.
Yeah. Great organization. All right. Our last item is AA9, approval for graphic design certificate program. Provost Stevens.
This, again, a certificate program in the art department, 18 hours, and it focuses on developing concepts and tools needed for effective visual communication. And it targets, this is interesting because it can, just like gaming, it can pair with a variety of different majors across campus. It can also be used or be attractive to adult learners who are looking for an additional credential or to help themselves move forward in the organization in which they currently work. Christina, you want to talk further?
Hello again. It's also me. Somehow it just happened. Well, and again, thank you for listening to our information. The graphic design certificate is really designed to make our most popular program more available to a wider audience. So our graphic design BFA is a 79-hour program in major. So that is significant. That's one of the largest majors on campus. And this is what we're proposing is an 18-hour certificate. And our classes are sought after by students across the campus. And so part of this, the reason for developing the certificate really came from campus asks. And that was coming out of marketing and all the schools in the school, or all the programs in the School of Media, even honestly athletics. A number of students who would intern in the athletics department and come to us and be interested in taking our classes. We have had a number of graphic design students go on to do sports marketing, working as coaches and recruiters. And so the basic skills in graphic design are what people use in kind of, I would say, in every industry. So this is to make somebody either more marketable in an allied or even an unallied profession, something like nursing. We have nurses in our program right now. Or to come back and do retraining, or somebody who has their own small business or works for a small business or nonprofit and needs to wear multiple hats. And one of those hats is always design, social media marketing, personal branding, all of the things. And this isn't an advertising certificate. And I was saying before, we have been talking with colleagues in other departments. This is a certificate that would pair well with other majors and also with other certificates. It's targeted, as I said, to both traditional and non-traditional students. Thinking about what types of like who will this pair with well, and who have we actually had come to our campus or come to our program? Anything in business or entrepreneurship. If you're going to do a startup, you need to have these skills under your belt. Anything nonprofit or faith-based. Again, you're wearing multiple hats in companies that have a low margin. At journalism and professional writing, advertising and PR, marketing, corporate comm, coaching, and just to give you an idea of the students, the reach that we currently have, students in our basic graphic design classes or the classes that lead into those classes, we have students with majors in org leadership, advertising, marketing, chemistry, psychology, and psychological sciences, manufacturing, tech, theater, film, computer science, engineering, exercise science, nursing, performing arts, English, and Chinese. So there are, we know there are students across the university interested in that, in this certificate, because they're already taking our classes. Why have a certificate? It is so you can then have a credential that is on your diploma that you can put on your resume that makes you more marketable and scales up and gives you value added for your degree.
Very good. Questions, comments for Christina? I want her giving my next presentation. Very good. If there are none, I'll entertain a motion.
So moved.
Regent Ernst in a second.
Second.
We'll give that to Regent Ball. Any further discussion? If not, I'll ask for a call for the vote.
Vote is for action item AA9, Graphic Design Undergraduate Certificate, Regent Bale.
Yes.
Regent Ball.
Yes.
Regent Brinkley is yes. Regent Ernst.
Yes.
Regent Porter.
Yes.
Chairman Bale, the vote is 5 yes. AA9, Graphic Design Undergraduate Certificate is approved.
All right. Thank you very much. And again, I want to thank everybody for arranging their schedules to come together. As we've said before, anytime we can promote student success, it's worth whatever effort we have to go to do that. So, Chairman Higdon or President Caboni, any comments?
Just from my perspective, it's interesting watching a virtual committee meeting. I appreciate the flexibility of the regents to do this, but I think that as we think about the way in which the regents do our work, do your work, do the university's work going forward, this is an interesting outlet for us to be able to get some things done that perhaps we haven't otherwise. And thanks to all of you for learning how to Zoom.
Yes.
It's a lesson of love. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you. Really
grateful for taking extra time.
Thanks, Provost Stevens, and thanks to Regent Henson for joining us. She's looking for things to do, I think, but that's good.
Now, she misses you guys. I'm working, and Dr. Bale, Winnie, and I, and Chana are really still best friends, just so you know.
All right.
Sorry, one last text in. President Caboni, these are some. So we have Frog Dice, Hit Sense, Two Scoop Games, and Video Bread are 4 game companies in Kentucky.
Awesome.
All right.
I knew Hit Sense, so
yeah.
1 of 4.
You didn't know Frog Dice.
I did not.
All right. Well, I appreciate it.
I'm very grateful that these programs are now can move forward, because I think they're all wonderful and will really serve us well.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And a lot of scholarship money out there.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. True.
I agree with that. I'm going to let Regent Ernst have the last word with that. I'm going to call this adjourned.